Welcome, Johan, to Upcoming Dis. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I got a chance to watch the Norseman Viking Saga, and this is your first attempt at acting in a feature film, and of course, the fans out in our audience are going to recognize you most with a little music gig you do. Tell us a little bit about your music life.
Well, I'm the vocalist in a Swedish metal band called Amon Amarth, and we've been around for 22 years or so, and
wow,
have a pretty good career going there. So
you sure do. And you know, your band, you have for 4 years, you have kind of adopted this Viking, theme for your music and for your band. So going to this movie really wasn't so much of a stretch for you, was it?
Well, I mean, trying to portray someone who potentially lived like over 1,000 years ago, obviously, it's kind of, it's a bit of a stretch, even if you know a lot about it. But yeah, I mean, I know stuff about Vikings and history and mythology and all that. So it was kind of easy to get into the right mindset.
And tell me how you found yourself to this film.
Well, I was contacted by Daniel Hölcher, one of the producers, asked if I wanted to be in. Send the script, and that was that, basically. But it turns out the reason why they asked me in the first place is one of the writers, Bastian Sach, is a fan of the band. And
right.
When they wrote this part, he thought of me when he wrote this part. So they said, it's a small part, why not just cast him? And they did, so.
And it must have been kind of nice, you know, putting on the costume and getting into this character. How much of all that helped to build what you were doing on the screen?
I mean, for me, basically, what I did was I just did my stage persona, basically. But putting on the costume and the makeup and all that stuff, and seeing everybody else in the costume,
right,
helped to get into the right mindset. So, seeing that, it was easy to switch in and out of the mindset, really. So yeah, it was helpful in many ways.
And where did they film this? Where what kind of location were you at?
In and around Cape Town in South Africa.
And of course, this was doubling for Scotland, is where you're supposed to be, correct? So how did they go about making these locations look as authentic as they do on the screen? Because they really do. It looks like the coastline of Scotland.
That's what it looks like. It looks like that.
Maybe. Yeah, it really does. So were you at all involved in helping to scope this place out?
Yeah, I mean, several locations that we're looking at for doing the shoot. And I think Bulgaria was one, and South Africa was another one.
Well, how did you prepare yourself for the physical element of the role? I mean, you get to be kind of in a battle, you know, throwing your sword around and such, and throwing people around, actually. So how did you get yourself prepared to do that?
Well, I do have a pretty good physique.
Yes?
To be honest, I was not in the best shape when I went down there. I didn't really know what to expect from all this. So
sure.
Spinning was very, very tough, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and
We
had a good time with the stunt guys, and they were absolutely phenomenal. So,
yeah. What was the biggest surprise here in your first acting gig? What was the thing that surprised you the most about doing this?
I think what really surprised me most was actually how much the other actors put into their characters.
I mean,
really lit up on everything. Really got into it. Really, I mean, gave me a whole new view on the acting profession, really.
Right.
I never really knew how much went into it, but it was impressive to see.
So now that you've had a chance to do this, what do you like better, performing on stage or performing in front of a camera?
I think it was a lot of fun being in front of the camera, but
sure.
Being on stage is what I love doing, really.
Sure.
So, but, you know, it's hard to choose, right?
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Well, and you got to incorporate the music because in the end credits, you guys perform one of the two end credit songs. Can you tell me about how that all came together?
Well, I mean, they wanted us to have a song in the movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
since I was in the movie, and we were talking about writing an original song for the movie, but unfortunately we didn't really have time for it, so they pretty much said we can use another song of yours that you already recorded, so that's why we did that.
So what went into the selection? I mean, what made you decide to use that particular song?
I think the storyline of the song and that's in the movie, like, and the epic touch to it really worked really well with the movie. So that's the main reason.
Mm-hmm. So is this something you think you're going to want to do again, or was this a one shot deal for you?
I would love to do more movies. Definitely, I had a lot of fun. So. But I mean, I'm a musician first, not most. So
right
comes first. But if I get another chance, I'll definitely do it.
Could you see yourself in a kind of action part like you had here?
Sure, I'll just make sure to prepare better and get myself into better shape before I do it.
Well, and they certainly did take advantage of like you said, the look you and you know, kind of persona you have for the band. I mean, it really fit the persona of what they needed in the movie rather perfectly. How much of that was in the script, or how much of that was your decision that, look, you know, I've got this persona, let me just bring this to the table?
Pretty much I brought all that to the table. Me and James Norton, we kind of were teamed up to work out stuff together, since we're kind of playing brothers so we kind of developed our characters ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So how much time did you work on the film? How long were you on the set?
I was there for 2 weeks.
So did you get to see a lot of the other stuff that went on that you weren't a part of? Because as you said, you've got kind of a limited role, but were you able to see a lot of the other act going together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, we did some rehearsing, we acted some scenes that was kind of out of the script, was supposed to happen before the battle, before everything took place and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see some of the acting and some of the acting that the other guys did as well.
So was some of that cut? Was there more of a like a preview to these characters before?
In the script there's not, but we did as a practice thing.
Okay.
Kind of build a group together. We kind of did a couple of scenes that is basically before the story of the movie.
Yeah.
Which was just a randomly kind of very loosely put together thing, so it's more of like an improv thing.
Sure, and it's a good idea, and it gave the appearance that you guys had been together through a lot of thick and thin. It gave the appearance that we were coming in the middle of a story, not the beginning of something.
Exactly.
Well, so what's next for you? Anything already on the vine, or is it something you're just kind of looking out for?
Well, I'm not idle. Started a web shop selling Viking stuff for friends called Grimfrost.com, and then with the band we're writing a new album at the moment, which will be recorded in fall this fall.
Okay, so you got another tour coming up?
Not until next year. It depends on when the album comes out, obviously. But the plan is to release it early next year, and then. Touring will begin.
Well, the film is Northmen, a Viking saga, and it's a kind of a big genre going on right now with the TV series out and some other films. So you've kind of hit upon something that's popular in the eye, and of course ties in with what you've been doing all along. So we wish you luck with that, and we all look forward to seeing the movie for those of you who haven't seen it yet, coming out soon.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
You take care.
You too. Right, bye-bye. Bye.